Hillary Clinton has moved into a commanding lead over Donald Trump in the latest US opinion polls. With just 2 weeks to go before Election Day, a new survey shows her 12 points ahead of her rival. Democrats are increasingly confident not just of winning the presidency, but also of improving their position in Congress, where both the Senate and the House of Representatives are currently controlled by the Republicans. Our US correspondent, Simon Marks, sent this.
The new poll makes grim reading for Donald Trump and his team. Commissioned by ABC, it shows Hillary Clinton now enjoys a 12-point advantage over Mr. Trump nationally, and long enough coattails for the Democrats to start dreaming of taking control of the US Senate. In the crucial battleground state of Florida, she's 3 points ahead of him. And in usually firmly Republican Texas, Mr. Trump is now just 3 points clear of her. On the campaign trail, Mr. Trump sounds tired, but insists he's not resigned to defeat.
I love those pink, let me see that, women for Trump. Those are my favorite. Those are my favorite. Oh, we're going to do so well with the women, it's crazy.
Not according to the latest poll, he isn't. Voters in growing numbers tell pollsters they are rejecting Donald Trump as a direct result of the insulting language he used on that leaked Access Hollywood videotape where he appeared to be boasting of sexual assault, and also as a result of his refusal in last week's final TV debate to acknowledge that he will respect the outcome of the election even if he loses. Top Republican officials are still facing questions about that. Reince Priebus, who heads the Republican National Committee, used an amazing triple negative in answering one on CBS.
He is not willing to not concede if he loses and there's no fraud.
So that's as clear as mud. And who would ever have envisaged the head of the Republican Party being asked 2 weeks before an election whether he actually supports his own party's nominee?
Well, if he's the nominee of our party, of course we're behind Donald Trump. I mean, this is ridiculous. As if we wouldn't be behind the nominee of the party, of course we are.
But not all Republicans are. Take a look at Utah, where an independent Republican, Evan McMullen, is now beating both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in the presidential race. He told ABC he's on course to make history and win the state on a tide of anti-Trump Republican sentiment.
People in this country, at least here in the Mountain West and elsewhere in the country, still stand on principle. The vast majority of Republican leaders are putting party ahead of principle and putting power over the interests of their own country.
The Democrats go into this final fortnight exuding confidence. Clinton campaign aide Joel Benenson says the new poll shows concerns about Mrs. Clinton's controversial use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State have melted away.
When you look at your poll numbers, I think it is one factor that people are putting into their whole decision, and what your poll shows is the voters have put it behind them.
And in what sounded like a rehearsal for an explanation of defeat, Donald Trump's campaign manager Kellyanne Conway is grumbling about the advantages Mrs. Clinton enjoys on the campaign trail.
$66 million in ad buys just in the month of September, thereby doubling her ad buys from August. Most of those ads are negative against Donald Trump, classic politics of personal destruction, cesspool kind of ads. She has a former president, happens to be her husband, campaigning for her, the current president and first lady, vice president, all much more popular than she can hope to be.
That final point is a real Achilles heel for Donald Trump. He doesn't have any of the Republican Party's stars campaigning for him. He and his running mate Mike Pence must now spend the next 2 weeks making the case for their own election victory, because no former Republican president, not even a former Republican presidential candidate, is doing it for them. Of course, they could still turn it all around, but the mountain is high and time is running short. Simon Marks, LBC London News, Washington.